I'm sorry, I lost you there, sir.
Yeah, I lost you, Kevin.
Do you have my direct phone number?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not by the computer right now, but you sent me an email?
No, you know, I apologize. That was confusing. I just got off the phone with another gentleman, kind of in a similar situation, and that's why I mentioned your daughter. His daughter actually runs his office for him, but I know you had mentioned your wife has your paperwork for you, but I wanted to send you an email so you have my contact information, and then also I can put our application and the information that you'll need to send
me.
Yeah,
I can give it to you.
Okay, what is that?
It's Van, V-A-N, Clan, C-L-A-N, 90, it's got to be the number 90@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So V as in Victor, A-N, C-L-A-N, 90@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to send this to you right now. Again, it's going to have the form that I need you to fill out. It'll have my direct phone number, all of my contact information, and that way you can get in touch with me.
No, like if I get approved, do I just pay that $10,000 to you guys, or do I pay that to the truck dealer?
No, when you sign your loan contracts with us, you'll just send that check with your loan documents, and then we pay the vendor in full for you.
All right.
But what you want to do, when you go onto that dealership and you start talking to them, tell them you're essentially a cash buyer, you're just going to write them a check. That way you can negotiate the best sell price, and they're not messing with numbers on you. You know, a lot of times they'll, you know, negotiate the sell price, but then when you get in the finance room with them, you know, they'll find a way to get you for a lot more. So this way, all you're doing is negotiating the very best price you can on that truck, and then you let me know once they put something in writing for you.
Mm-hmm. Then you need a bill of sale.
No, what'll happen is the dealership, at that point, I'll call and introduce myself and say, hey, I need you to send me an invoice, and we'll send you payment, and you deliver the vehicle to our mutual client.
Mm-hmm. You guys wire the money to the dealer then?
It depends on how they want it. You know, we'll either wire it or we can overnight a check, whichever they prefer.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing a lot of deals right now, Kevin? Things are coming around better?
Yeah, we wrote over 100 loans last month.
Boy.
All business loans.
Like where are you at on the average from the small to the high? Where do they start out at to the high end?
As far as dollar amounts?
Yeah.
I typically don't like to go under 5,000. Mm-hmm. And then we go up to, you know, $5 to $10 million, depending on, you know, the situation.
Man.
I just completed a couple loans last month. One of my clients did about $1 million in a combination of equipment and working capital. He does about $65 million a year.
Man.
And I also have some other clients that, you know, do $85,000 a year. And one of them just bought a bunch of restaurant kitchen and furniture equipment.
You know, like on $85,000, what do they get for a loan if it's not equipment, like operating capital? What do they get on a deal like that?
Well, that person specifically, he was looking, you know, he owned a restaurant and he was opening a second location, and so he needed kitchen equipment and restaurant furniture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we put that together for him. What else did we work on last month? Me specifically, I did some other furniture, another company up in Northern California, San Francisco area. That was a tech company. They were upgrading some of their computers and software, and they did a bunch of furniture. I did a scale and some excavation equipment for another company, they're a mining company, but what they were doing was they were just essentially taking some the small mine, I guess you could call it, some sand off of a large piece of property that they owned. They actually had a golf course on it, but they had a bunch of, high quality sand. So they were starting their own distribution of all the sand that they had on their property. And so they had bought a scale and some trucks and skid steers and excavators. And, you know, we do it all. I mean, this is what we do. The gentleman I told you about that did almost $1 million, he specializes in creating products from plants. He travels around the world looking for exotic plants that nobody's found, and he dissects them and figures out what they have inside of them and makes vitamins and all kinds of products from plants. So he was moving into a larger facility, and so I did some big, large walk-in refrigeration units to store his product and some modular office to be outside of the laboratory he was building for his scientists, so that they didn't have to walk across the warehouse to their front offices every time they needed to get from their lab to their desk. And that's what we do. Now, what is the best phone number for me to get in contact with you?